the county commission agreed to vacate this yellow, northernmost yellow portion of the roadway in 2013 on the condition that we build that red, the cul-de-sac that's at issue before you today. So what the county commission decided then, okay, petitioner, we are going to vacate this road because you own both sides, and I know what you're doing with regard to development, but we want a cul-de-sac turnaround. And the county road and bridge representative was here, and so he was required to sign, I don't know if it was an affidavit, but a representation to the county commission that the cul-de-sac had been completed. So the road vacation was conditional upon the cul-de-sac being completed. So we completed the cul-de-sac, and the road was vacated. The discussion at the time in 2013 was, okay, you can come back to us when you're done, when you start the remaining development, and we'll vacate that cul-de-sac for you as you're ready to build these roads inside the cabin development. So the only thing that we're asking in terms of this road vacation is to follow through on what we thought we were going to do in 2014 or 15, but now it's 2021, of course. But it's to vacate that red cul-de-sac that was originally going to be part of the vacation the first time. Now, since that road vacation, there has been a dispute that's led to litigation with the county involving some persons that claim to own an interest in this boat dock right here, which I've got my hand. It's a three or four slip boat dock. So when they complain and they filed a lawsuit, actually before the lawsuit was filed, we had given them access to this northernmost yellow road to get to the access, the core take line right here, where the big big dock is. And so we put a gate on the cul-de-sac and gave them a clicker to get through the gate. So that since 2013, they've had a clicker to get through the gate that we put on the cul-de-sac. Now, we've got the building permits. The county commission has issued the building permits for this particular development, and they've started construction. The road, the southernmost yellow road there, is now built.
I mean, PNC issued a building permit or
yes.
Something? Okay.
Yeah, so they're building new cabins, new roads, and this road is now built. So there's a circle. You can circle this whole area now, which is kind of what the county commission wanted before with regard to the cul-de-sac, a turnaround. Now you can circle the whole development with your cars or fire trucks or police personnel. The gate with the clicker has been moved from this area on the cul-de-sac down to this new roadway. So it's right here. It's just below the cul-de-sac.
I think we actually have a better diagram.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Looking hard.
It's just...
Yeah, I see it. Right
it's
there.
Just... So the gate's now south of the cul-de-sac. It's down here. But the gate had nothing to do with the road vacation before. I'm just representing to the county commission that the people who have a boat dock dispute have had access since 2013, and they still have access today. And they still have access through this gate to get to this area. Where we just have a dispute, you see the green area right here? The green spot?
Mm-hmm.
So the boat dock owners claim in the lawsuit that they have the right to use this as a parking space area. As you can see, if you look through the green spot, there's a cabin on it. We dispute the validity of that easement, but that's what's at issue in the lawsuit, not about access. So it shouldn't have any impact on your decision-making today. I just want to be clear that you guys understand that the county is involved in that lawsuit. And that lawsuit concerns whether the road vacation in 2013 was valid Mr. Davis claims it's unconstitutional, that there's some due process violations and so on and so forth. Some pretty overarching legal questions about the validity of the road vacation. I was here in 2013. I can tell you the notices went out. That particular seated county commission considered the notices. We had a hearing. We had a second reading. We had another hearing. I don't recall the boat dock owners. I don't know if there was a complaint or not. There may have been, but I don't think it was the boat dock owners. In any event, he's questioning the validity of that 2013 action. The court, we went to court on this last week, the court has now severed that claim, set it aside, and she says she wants to decide the green spot first in the hopes that if that green area is decided, the case will go away. So, in my opinion, based on my representation of you, is this particular red cul-de-sac, which you, your predecessor's interest contemplated vacating in the first place, there's no obstacle to that continued vacation. It's appropriate. It makes sense. We own both sides. We own the cul-de-sac. No other property owners were impacted. The boat dock owners, as I said, have had the gate clicker since 2013. We've moved the gate, and they still have a clicker and still will have access. It will be, they'll have two different ways to go now, but, and if you fit, well, if you vacate that cul-de-sac, there'll be, we'll connect those roadways that aren't quite finished. So then they'll have two ways to go through the gate.
Mr. Gray, can you speak to the cul-de-sac on Waterview on the east end?
Okay, so there's, in case there's a concern about a turnaround with emergency personnel, we have installed a cul-de-sac at the end of this roadway. Although I think if there is a emergency, I think given the fact that this is this oval loop will exist, that they won't have an issue. But there is another cul-de-sac here if a truck has to turn around, fire truck.
So as now, when they drive down to the boat dock, where do they park? There, you say there's a cabin at that parking place.
Well, probably not fair for me to get into the legal, the my contention about Mr. Davis here, but I understand factually they've been entering here by this large boat dock where the core, there's a core access point right here that's always existed. All of our cabin users enter there. Everybody that we know of enters there. They have always entered there, and then they drive. You can see the roadway if you look closely. They've always driven down to their boat dock through the core line. And one of the reasons that there's a dispute about the green space is because it's our contention they never used it. Nobody ever used that as it's a lot. And the topography there is it's pretty steep. If you were to go through that area, it drops off pretty significantly, and it's shrubs and trees and things of that nature. So we think we're going to prevail in the green space because we don't think there's any evidence they used. There's a number of other legal questions, but we don't think there's any evidence that they actually used it.
Of course, like parking, if that's the core there, as we know we deal with all the time, the core doesn't allow you to park.
The core has a designated parking area here.
Okay.
By that large boat dock. So they, my understanding is they've always parked there. Now they may say differently at trial. I don't know, but they've always, to my knowledge, always at least since 2013, that's where they parked.
But you're saying the core has a public designated parking place there?
Yes. And that's where some of our cabin users also park. So we have a parking area for your trailer and your boat here, this little designated area, and they'll come up through the same way that the boat dock owners would. They'll drive up through our road and they'll park their trailer in this core designated parking area too, and then put their boat in the water. to my knowledge, that's the only core designated parking area along that particular stretch of shoreline. I don't know if the boat dock owners have made a request to the Corps for additional parking or not. I think they would have to if they wanted to park there or make a request to move their boat dock.
If you vacate the cul-de-sac, you're going to connect the road so that they can come off of Lakeshore Drive?
They could, Ms. White, they could go either way. So they can go to the south and around or to the north and through. Because that construction is not yet completed through there, nobody can go to the north yet. Because we haven't built that road in the cul-de-sac. But once if you vacate, we'll finish that road, and everybody can go north on the internal road.
Are you saying that road cannot be finished unless the cul-de-sac's vacated?
The way it's currently designed, yes. But I don't want to get you confused there. The gate is to the south of the cul-de-sac right now, and you can drive through. This road's built. This yellow road's built. So you can drive through there and up.
Actually, pull this. Do you have this picture?
She does. Should have.
She does. Mm-hmm. Here.
I think I've got what you said. Yes.
This part isn't built.
Mm-hmm.
But the gate's right here, and they can drive right through. And they are driving through here, up, and in. But all the cabin owners, they're all doing the same thing, too. They're parking their boats here, or trailers, and they're doing the same thing.
But for the purpose of you finishing this is mm-hmm. to give them better access?
Well, not just for them, but for everybody.
But for you, yes.
Yeah, well, uh-huh. We're incentivized.
It's not for them.
Well, they can, since they have a gate, a clicker to the gate.
Then, yeah. But if you do away with this, you're going to need to do that.
We need to do that for our development. We're going to build. We would like to build a cabin right here. So. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can have that one. Then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And given what my clients told me, I don't think it'll take very long to finish the road.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Doesn't look like it's
vacated yet.
If my memory serves me correctly, last time we had several people here concerned, but then they found out it was a two-part. Do you remember? Anybody remember that?
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Riley, I don't think there's any concerns the commission has with the petition. Is that correct? As far as the validity of it or the
correct
legal side of it.
It is the form of the petition is appropriate. It meets the standard. And just as a technical matter, I mean, right now the county is maintaining that cul-de-sac.
Right.
So once it's vacated, then I mean, it would no longer be necessary for the county to do that.
To maintain it.
So it's a county cul-de-sac then, if we're maintaining it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cul-de-sac right now is technically, I don't know if it's labeled as Lakeshore Drive or Waterview Drive, but it is part of that intersection of roads.
Okay. We maintain it, but we do not own it?
It's a publicly platted, so.
Yeah, it's a publicly mm-hmm. platted county road right now. And so they're asking that it be vacated. And so then it would revert back to the predecessor owners where the roadbed and right-of-way was located.
Mm-hmm.
It,